militancy growing in the Philippine South could make outreach difficult. A two-day forum in Ukraine helps unify the evangelical church there, and a Christian radio ministry looks to a new leader to navigate future growth. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The growing militant Muslim presence in the Philippine South is cause for concern, especially for those involved in church leadership and evangelism. Christian Resources International's John Lowery is in the Philippines this week for a pastor's conference, providing them with the tools they need to be more effective.
The theme of it was Together We Can. They were talking about pooling resources and energies of all of the churches there in that region, working together for the common cause of the kingdom. We were able to come in and give some added support to these pastors. So many of these guys have almost nothing to work with.
Lowery says the hope these church leaders share is inspiring.
We should be praying for the safety of these pastors because the persecution probably is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. The further south you go in the island chain, the more militant Islam is. Where we are at, they're not seeing as much of that, but they know that the time is coming.
Meanwhile, in a region where Islam is the religion of all subjects and persecution of believers has increased, Christians are extending their reach. In North Africa, a team supported by the IN Network has worked for 37 years writing and distributing a Bible correspondence course to reach the Islamic people. Now they've expanded their work through the internet, and 5 to 7 people receive Christ each day through this ministry. Pray for the safety of this team as they continue their work. You're listening to Mission Network News. With the historic International Evangelical Missions Forum now complete, what's next? MNN's Greg Yoder reports from Ukraine.
There's a crisis in many of the former Soviet nations. The evangelical church is in decline because many churches are stuck in their traditions and legalism. While many had been unwilling to talk, evangelical leaders are now talking. Russian ministry, Sergei Rakuba.
The evangelical church has a wake-up call because their churches are not filled with young people anymore. But there's lots of young people in this country that are searching for the truth, and the church has a responsibility to provide that answer.
Rakuba says the forum wasn't the final answer to the problems, but it may have been the beginning of more dialogue on how to make the church more effective and relevant in a contemporary, postmodern, selfish society. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Irpin, Ukraine.
Meanwhile, despite the great deal of unrest in India, as of late, Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India continues to spread the gospel and bring good news from the country. Though they were temporarily disrupted, two young women attended literacy and Bible classes and accepted the Lord recently. One of the girls went on to tell her whole family the good news. Another had been sent as a Hindu spy to discredit the Christian group, but fell in love with the Lord instead. Pray for the safety of these new believers and that many more would follow the Lord. And when a ministry like Transworld Radio looks for new leadership, they look for someone who is not afraid to navigate new waters. TWR chose Lauren Libby to take the helm as the mission's fourth president.
As we move into the digital arena with digital virtual communities and other means of transmitting the gospel and transmitting things that help people grow in their relationship with Jesus, we need to move into the future, and we need to look in terms of what God is doing and what the new vehicles are.
Libby comes to TWR with long years of experience guiding the navigators under a similar vision. He says from a Christian media standpoint, TWR is positioned to touch most of the world with the good news of Jesus Christ.
We're beginning to work in the arenas, the global needs of youth and children, women, HIV/AIDS and health issues, the whole orality movement, and church and leadership development. Those are really the areas that we're looking to seize strategic opportunities as God leads us.
Libby will be commissioned by TWR December 1st. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that'll fuel your hunger to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or by clicking the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.